What you're about to hear is a demonstration, a brief sample of Flying Officer Nelson on WWTC. Now, everyone who's ever heard Flying Officer Nelson knows that our Flying Officer Nelson and our traffic captor doesn't quite fly with both rotors. But here's how it goes. Here's a typical example. And it's 42 degrees now here in the Twin Cities on the Dick Driscoll program at WWTC, the Golden Rock Radio 1280. Let's see if we can bring in our traffic captor now. So we call in Flying Officer Nelson. Nelson? This is Dick Driscoll calling WWTC's traffic captor, Flying Officer Nelson. Are you there, Nels?
Good afternoon, Dick. This is Flight Officer Nelson with another traffic capture report.
I know who you are. Now, how's the weather out there?
Not too good this afternoon, buddy. Cloud cover down there is pretty extensive. I can't see a thing down there.
Pretty foggy, huh? Well, let's have a report of some kind.
A while ago, 720B and a jet flew by here upside down. Boy, a bunch of shops, huh?
Upside down? That's hard to believe. Anything else happen up there?
A couple other things have been happening this afternoon. It's been my day, boy.
Yeah? Things like what?
Well, my earphones keep sort of lifting off my head, flying to the top of the canopy here.
Oh, yeah?
That's pretty interesting. I can't keep the clipboard down either. It keeps going up.
Wait a minute. Maybe you're upside down.
I don't think that's too likely, no.
Could you find out? Could you check?
Well, if you want, I'll set it down and take a look and check it out here. Hang on. I'll put it down.
Nels, are you all right, Nelson? Nelson, you all right?
I'm all right, buddy.
Yeah? Well?
My mistake. I was upside down.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Listen, you dumb bulb. Of all of the imbecile... You moron. You imbecile... Oh, brother. There he goes again. He's done it again on 1280. Here are the Beatles at WWTC. Another example of Flying Officer Nelson. This time, Nelson is replaced by his old lifetime friend, the maintenance man. Here we go. And it's a beautiful 52 degrees here in the Twin Cities. I'm Dick Driscoll. Let's see if we can bring in the traffic copter now. Flying Officer Nelson, this is Dick Driscoll calling the traffic copter. Come in, Nels. You there somewhere? Nels?
Hiya, Kirk. This here's the maintenance man.
Oh, hi, maintenance man. Where's Nels?
Nelson ain't with me this afternoon. We've left him down on the ground.
Oh, yeah? What is that noise I hear? What is that?
What do you mean, what's it?
Yeah.
What's that noise?
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, that's the chimpanzee.
A chimpanzee?
Easy on the controls now. We're going to make a gentle turn. Gentle, 90-degree turn to the west there. Come on, gentle.
What are you... What are you doing up there? What are you doing?
Listen, yeah? It's a chimp, the big boss, you know.
Yeah?
He said yesterday that... kind of reports we get out of Nelson, we could have a chimpanzee do as good.
Boy, I could say that again. Yes.
Yeah, he told me to go down to the pet store and buy a chimp.
And that's what you did, huh?
Well, easy. Not so much on the front there. Front look back.
What is that? What are you doing?
I'm teaching him to fly right now.
You're teaching
and, he's coming along pretty nice, I guess.
Oh, yeah?
Had a little trouble reaching the pedals, but other than that, he's learning to fly pretty good.
Well, are we going to get a report?
Just a second.
What is it?
Hello, Driscoll.
Yes.
Listen, we're over Highway 100.
Uh-huh.
And the chimp sees some traffic there being blocked off on one of the lanes. Down to one lane of traffic at sometimes. It says it could slow things down if you're driving that way.
The chimp had that? I don't believe it. This is amazing. I can't believe that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a pretty smart little fella.
Well, it must be. Yeah.
Just a second now. He's pulling my sleeve. You know what? What's the matter? I see it.
What?
All right.
What is it? What is it, man?
Hello, Dick.
Yeah, what?
Just saw a car down there with the hood open, and looks like it's off to the side there. It could be in some sort of trouble. He told me that maybe we ought to radio and get him some help. All right.
The chimp said all of that? That's amazing. That's better than Nelson ever was, huh?
Yeah, I think this is it's going to work out pretty well.
I should say so.
He's going to be a good replacement for Nelson.
Better than Nelson, sure. Sure. What is it? Huh?
Hello, Dick. Listen, the chip wants to know how much he's going to get paid for replacing Nelson. How much he's going to get paid?
Oh, well, I'll pay him the same I paid Nelson. Same thing, sure. It's worth it.
He says you're going to get paid the same thing as Nelson was. That's what he said. The same thing as Nelson gets paid, you're going to get paid. Hey, they caught out of control. Hey. Oh, you shouldn't have said that.
What?
They caught out of control. I'll give you a part later, 10-4. You made up control.
Wait a minute. Listen, you. Oh, you. Ah, gone again. Oh, brother. Well, that's just an example of some of the episodes, some of the things that happened to Flying Officer Nelson and the maintenance man on the Golden Rock WWTC.